Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
This is Sherm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
We're always worrying about the future, aren't we? Well, at least I kind of do, and I hope I haven't gone and exposed myself. Starting today's episode of Sherm Global Radio with a little bit of rhetoric and some vulnerability. Hi, everyone. You've got me, Ahalya, keeping you company on another podcast where we discuss matters relevant in the world of HR. Now, I started by saying we're always worrying about the future, and that might be true for some of us in different respects of our lives. But I think the one thing that has come into focus recently is the future of work. Well, it turns out we don't really have to worry about it. As long as we have some strategies in place, we're going to be talking about one such approach on today's podcast, and that is organizational plasticity. So turns out flexible strategies and an agile workforce are all set to shape the future of work, and they are to some extent the key to business resilience and innovation. Now, this term, organizational plasticity, it's not just fun to say, but it also refers to the adaptability and flexibility of an organization in response to changes in its environment. Can an organization modify its structure and operations to meet challenges and seize the opportunities presented by these changes? So you see, this approach goes beyond mere survival. We've heard this line before, right? I don't want to just survive, I want to thrive. Well, this is the approach that can make that happen. It's about thriving amidst change, transforming potential threats into opportunities, and emerging stronger from crises. It's akin to the plasticity of the brain, which allows it to adapt and evolve in response to experiences. In fact, the concept of organizational plasticity largely derives from neuroplasticity, which is the brain's ability to evolve and adapt after challenges or to rewire for growth. Now, this concept is not about sudden and reactive change, but about proactive and continuous evolution. Now, organizational plasticity can be broken up into a few different aspects. One of the first ones is business adaptability. It refers to the ability of a business to adjust and adapt to changes in its environment. This includes changes in market trends, customer preferences, competitive landscapes, regulatory environment, and technological advancements. So you see, adaptability is also about anticipating change. It involves staying ahead of the curve by continuously monitoring the environment, identifying emerging trends and potential threats, and taking proactive steps to adapt. A business that is highly adaptable is not just reactive, but proactive. It also involves flexibility in operations, strategy, and structure. A business that is adaptable is able to pivot quickly, make swift decisions, and align its resources and capabilities to the changing environment. Now, at the beginning of today's podcast, I mentioned a word, and it has come up a couple of times already: resilience. Like in life, resilience is a very important quality for a business, and it's a crucial element of organizational plasticity. It refers to the ability of a business to withstand shocks, recover quickly from setbacks, and emerge even stronger than before. A business that is resilient has the ability to bounce back from adversity and maintain its performance and growth trajectory. Resilience is the ability to transform crises into opportunities, to learn from failures, and to use setbacks as stepping stones to success. It includes a strategic approach to risk management, a culture of learning and innovation, and a commitment to continuous improvement. And that brings us to agility. So agility is a key aspect of organizational plasticity. It's the ability of a business to move quickly, decisively, and effectively in response to changes in its environment. To that effect, an agile business will encourage innovation, learning, and experimentation. It tolerates failure and fosters continuous improvement. And you know, to achieve all of that, a business has to value diversity, encourage collaboration, and promote a flat and flexible organizational structure. Which also then brings us to the role of flexibility in organizational plasticity. The ability to manage resources, capabilities, and processes to adapt to changes and alter strategies to meet the demands of a business environment in flux is crucial for any organization that hopes to succeed in the coming decades. Fortunately, these characteristics, flexibility, agility, resilience, can be developed and strengthened. It's the very nature of these qualities. So if you think about the keys to building a resilient business, it often involves a shift in thinking, developing a strategic approach to risk management, fostering a culture of learning and innovation, and requires leadership that is resilient. You know, leadership plays a crucial role in promoting organizational plasticity. Gen X leaders, for example, are driving significant changes in the corporate landscape. They're prioritizing environmental, social, and governance, ESG, and DEI&B investments as part of their business strategies, facilitating a more diverse, equitable, and plastic corporate world. So a proactive approach to risk identification, a systematic approach to risk assessment, and a strategic approach to risk mitigation is what these keys of a resilient business look like. And that means building a robust risk management framework, embedding risk management into the strategic planning process, and integrating risk management into the day-to-day operations of the organization. And several factors contribute to the manifestation of organizational plasticity. They include, but are not limited to, 1, employee well-being. Organizations need to address the human energy crisis by prioritizing employee well-being. This entails providing basic needs, addressing burnout, and recognizing employee success. 2, purposeful work. We've spoken about this in one of our podcasts not long ago. Connecting employees to the purpose of their roles and providing opportunities for career growth fosters a sense of belonging and can significantly enhance organizational plasticity. It's also important to invest in life-work technology. Tools that support employees in their personal and professional journeys can also contribute to cultivating plasticity. And taking that a step further, strong cultural and people networks are very important in succeeding with this approach. An organization that invests in its people, even in times of economic uncertainty, usually tends to be more plastic and resilient. And we spoke about DEI&B. Well, diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging is very important to foster innovation and improve organizational plasticity. And finally, strategic workforce management. Adapting scenario planning, building a skills inventory, and creating employment programs can enhance organizational plasticity. And you know what? Agent-based systems can play a pivotal role in facilitating organizational plasticity. By using computational modeling to predict both agent and human behavior, these systems can help examine the dynamics of organizational plasticity and enable organizations to manipulate key factors to their advantage. Now, that being said, while agent-based systems show promise in enhancing organizational plasticity, modeling human-agent behavior poses a significant challenge. The complex nature of human behavior often loses realism with predictive models. And so it's essential to consider this factor when designing models to enhance and benefit from organizational plasticity. And that brings me to the final thought in today's podcast. A grow, prune, nurture approach is beneficial when thinking about cultivating organizational plasticity. So the first step, grow, is where you expand the elements of the organization that foster plasticity and resilience. The second, prune. Here, one thinks about eliminating practices that hinder adaptability and flexibility. And finally, nurture. Invest in maintaining and enhancing the elements that contribute to organizational plasticity. So, organizational plasticity is more than just a buzzword. It's a guiding principle for the future of work. By fostering flexibility, adaptability, and resilience, organizations can better navigate the challenges and opportunities of the corporate world, ensuring their longevity and success. So you might find yourself worrying about your own future, but with this strategy and approach in hand, and a good understanding and grasp of it as a concept, you won't really have to worry about the future of your business. Thank you for tuning in to SHRM Global Radio today. It's been a pleasure keeping you company with another interesting conversation, and I'll be back on another podcast very soon. For now, this is me, Ahalya, signing off. Stay safe, stay happy. Adios.
This is SHRM Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.